I'm just saying, because now it's about the reality that he is Mashiach into the world. So now it's like people who don't come from that perspective, I feel just the same way. Just like at the time when the Baal Shem Tov brought the reality that you can serve God into the world.
What was I saying?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I had a big question.
So now that we've reached a point where the awareness, the sensitivity to godliness is so totally diminished, and preoccupation with self is so grossly exaggerated to the point that people are falling apart. People are depressed. People are in therapy. People are in counseling. People are in are doing all kind. I have to go through all kinds of things because of the tremendous preoccupation with self. But again, but it doesn't mean that those who need it shouldn't do it, shouldn't get it. Of course, they have to get it because that is the reality. But the more self-centered we are, the more we have a capacity to go past self and experience the I am not.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yeah.
If I'm going to go to work tomorrow, and which I'm going to, God willing, and I'm going to put this into action, right? Because I'm Emirat Hashem will. What's going to happen? I'm going to give myself a press. I want to do something. I have a big mitzvah. I want to do something, and I'm going to do what Hashem wants. I'm going to do what the Rebbe wants. Okay, but that's that. And let's say I do it 10 times during the day. That in of itself is going to give me a self awareness of how great I am. I'm so buckled to the Rebbe. I'm such a great chassid. How is that going to get myself out of I am? I am. I think it's going to lead me to a bigger I am.
So it depends how you're doing it.
Yeah.
If it does that, then you're doing it the wrong way.
So how do you do it any other way?
Again, the way you do it any other way is you focus, again, the Altarev says there's a short way, the Altarev says there's a long way. The short way is to focus on the fact that that I have a Yechid Hashem and I'm ready to die, and this is something that I didn't do, I didn't accomplish. It's not something that's through my own efforts. The Yechid Hashem and Nefesh is something that God gave it to me. And I am ready, prepared to give up my life at any time, at any moment, for God, and not to deny God's existence in any way, for the sake of God. And if that is the basis of your actions and what you do, then your action is based on the fact that you are not. It's in the short term. In the long term, what you have to be doing is working on learning a lot of Chassidus, understanding, appreciating the teachings of Chassidus, the fact that gaining a deeper consciousness and awareness and appreciation of the fact that they need nobody, and bring that into your daily life. So I can't do the long term work. I can't bypass for you. I can't. Ultimately, you have to do it.
Anyone?
But the the thing is like this though. The thing is that we're talking in terms of Geula. Thank you very much. The fact is that the Rebbe has taken us a step further. Don't even know what you're talking about.
They're basically
the most basic premise of human nature is I am.
Right. Yeah. So you have to have Chabad Chassidus in order to be not. You have to. It's the only thing which contradicts.
Theoretically, if there was a Pailish Adab that was a big enough tzaddik that he himself experiences I am not. Theoretically, those who are connected to him could also somehow nosh from his experience.
Yeah, but you said the Alter Rebbe, you have two ways of doing it. So why can't somebody just go the short way? Why does somebody need
to... The short way is only temporary. The short way is not the avoider. The short way is just to deal with this individual mitzvah that's now confronting you, this individual situation that's now confronting you. Ultimately, you have to go to long. That's why the Rebbe talks about the short long and the long short. That's a whole discussion on it. So.
Right.
So things like this. The Rebbe took us a step further. The Rebbe came along, and Tashin Beis, the Rebbe said, made the following statement. That this, that we said till now, that that Mashiach is the general Yechida, and the job of each individual is to reveal his own Yechida Shevina. And he says that needs correcting, and it needs to be amended. And actually what we should, the statement should be is, that Mashiach is the general Etzem HaNasham, and what every person needs to do is to reveal his Etzem HaNasham. What's the difference? The Yechida experiences itself as I am not. I am not an entity unto myself, I exist only for God. That's how the Yechida experiences itself as I am not. The Etzem HaNeshama experiences itself as I am God. God is as God is, I am. I wouldn't say I am God, that sounds like I would deserve. I would say, as God is, I am.
But this is what, one second, just, this is what who says?
Etzem HaNeshama.
And what Yechida says is, I'm not.
I am not.
I'm not.
Only God is. Etzem HaNeshama says, I am because God is. In other words, my whole existence is God's existence.
But that's true, though.
You thought the Etzem HaNeshama said something that's not true? What are you trying to add?
Meaning, that that's true. Is God.
Hmm?
Right? Isn't that the whole thing?
So the Etzem, basically what the Etzem HaNeshama says is that as God is, I am. Which means, not that the Yechid experience is, I am not. Nothing else exists except God. The Etzem HaNeshama experience is, Er is Alts and Alts is Er. Etzem HaNeshama is the perception of reality from the vantage point of the Etzem HaNeshama is that it's all God. Not that nothing else exists except God. Everything exists and it's all God.
Wow. Staying on the Vade.
There's two ways of saying in the Vade. One is that nothing else exists except him.
Right.
The other way is saying that everything exists and it is him.
Perfect.
From the vantage point of the Etzem HaNeshama, everything is God. And God is there. There's nothing outside of God that you have to say that it is not.
Wow.
The Yechida Shevina ever still experiences the conflict between self and God, but it experiences itself as I am not. But it's still reacting to the conflict. It's reacting to the loy. It's reacting to the conflict. It's reacting to an existence which would conceal God. And therefore it proclaims, I am not. From the vantage point of the Etzem HaNeshama, everything is. Nothing is not.
There is no not.
There is no not. Everything is. It's all good.
Just for, is this, are you talking about, is this Yechud Yilong Kabbalah Sol? Because there's two levels.
Don't start with other terminology.
This is the way I understand it, so I want
to... you gotta save me from terminologies, because I'm going to get... We're going to get lost in getting it exactly how this fits with which terminology. And, this is beyond Yichudullah. This is... In some places, this is Yichudullah explained this way. In some places, it's beyond Yichudullah. Absolutely.
Is that a process, or can you go right from...
One second?
You have to go through? Oh, okay.
So the Rebbe says that our job is no longer... So the Baal Shem Tov came along and he started the process of revealing Yechidus Shem Aneh. And along came the Mr. Chumagid and he made it more accessible, and the Alter Rebbe made it accessible to every Jew. And he gave us the means and the tools, and each Rebbe gave us, made it more accessible and gave us more tools and was able to bring it down more and more. And along comes the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, you guys are still kvetching your ich to find the Yechidus Shem Aneh. No. We're past that now. It's a whole different avodah. We're not kvetching ich anymore. And we're not looking for Yechidus Shem Aneh. We kvetch ich because Eskafi, the Abish, likes Eskafi. So we'll do Eskafi. But that's not why we're kvetching. We're not kvetching ich because ich is a problem. We're not kvetching self because self is a problem. We're kvetching self because God wants us to kvetch self. Kvetch self. There is no problem anymore. There is only God.
Oh, you catch self.
Because God likes when you catch self.
For example.
God likes when you could eat when you could eat breakfast at 9 o'clock and then you push it off and you eat it at 10 o'clock. God likes it.
Why he still likes it?
Maybe. He likes it. What do you care?
Because see, if everything's at him, then why is still?
Because that's what God likes.
Who told me he still likes it?
Because, what do you mean? He said he likes it. He wrote it in his Torah. What he wrote in his Torah, that's him. He says he likes it. He likes it. Why not? Great. You like that? You want me to eat an hour later?
But it seems that Mitzvah Rebbe is saying you could eat at 9 o'clock and you could dive in better because of it and it's not a steer. You could eat chicken at 9 in the morning.
don't get caught up in the details here.
Again.
This is the pepper.
Everything is God. And therefore it makes no difference to me. Zero, zip, zilch, nada, no difference to me if God wants me to serve him by using it or God wants me to serve him by not using it.
Right.
It makes no difference to me. If it makes a difference to me, that's not Atzma Hashem. Okay? Atzma Hashem means it makes no difference to me. I could not care less. God wants me to eat, I'll eat. God wants me to die of starvation, I'll die of starvation. It means nothing. It's irrelevant. The whole issue is moot. It's not an issue, it's nothing. That's it. What God wants, that's real. And not that I have to break myself, I have to fight myself. That is myself. That's me. So people come along and say, the Rebbe says, be besimcha. So guy says, well, everything's miserable, everything's falling apart, I have nothing to be happy about. Then the Rebbe says, I should be happy. Makes me even more depressed. After all that, I'm supposed to feel guilty that I'm not happy, so I feel even more depressed. What reason do I have to be happy? The Rebbe says, you know what the best kind of happiness is? The best kind of happiness is when you have no reason. That's what the Rebbe says. The best kind of happiness is when you're happy for no reason. What's he talking about? What's the sense? What is the best kind of happiness when you're happy for no reason? The answer is, what does God want? He wants happiness? I give him happiness. What do I care? I have no outside opinion, outside say. If I am, then I have to, you tell me to be happy. I have to see if it fits with what I am. If I am not, good. You could also talk to me. You could tell me to be happy. Be happy for a very high spiritual reason. That's a reason to be happy. I am not. You told me that the Amish wants a davar of someone. I'm going to put myself aside and force myself to be happy. So it's also, how can you force yourself to be happy if you're not? I mean, so That's what Tavayda Yechid is. I'll force myself to do what I don't want. Mitzad, that's the Manashama. Whatever God wants, that's what I am. That's who I am. God,
I am not.
I am God. God is everything, and everything is God. So God says happiness, what's happiness? Because God is everything. So God says that this part of himself should be happy, so this part of himself is happy, because God is everything. What he says goes. When God is everything, so what he says goes.
So how do you get there, though? I have a Tanya to get me to my Yechida. I don't have that.
Oh. So there is no lie. And there is no lay. There's no lay from the vantage point of Atzim HaNeshama. There's no such thing as opposition, and there's no such thing as breaking opposition. It's all God. It's all God. Every one of these ingredients, every one of these facts, it all exists to proclaim the same thing. Ain't I
the one? So why make fun of Mustanga?
Each one proclaims Ain't I the one in a different way. One proclaims Ain't I the one by screaming Loi. And the other one proclaims Ain't I the one by being Mechaber the Loi. So his Ain't I the one is that he's Mechaber the Loi, and his Ain't I the one the Loi is that the Loi becomes, is through its being extinguished. So each one is ultimately serving the same purpose.
Say that again.
The one who's extinguishing the light,
the chassidim,
and the light that's being extinguished are both doing the same thing.
Huh. Why?
Because the way you proclaim Ein Ed Levad is by extinguishing the light. So you need two things. You need the light and you need the extinguisher. And both of them are accomplished together. Both of them accomplish to proclaim the reality of Ein Ed Levad.
Yeah, but the low is a bad thing.
So there's things in creation that proclaim Ein Ed Mavadi through their existence, and there's things in creation that proclaim Ein Ed Mavadi through their existence being extinguished. But it doesn't matter. It's all saying the same thing.
Why is somebody saying low proclaiming Ein Ed Mavadi? It's only through the extinguishing of that low that he's proclaiming Ein Ed Mavadi.
So that's how he proclaims Ein Ed Mavadi.
That's like saying a chaz.
By being a low. Sure it is.
Why?
What? Because I see the chazal itar. In other words, that ultimately the chazal will proclaim the Avish's reality in a much greater way than an animal which was never threatened.
I know, but that's not part of our vote today. Our vote today is
something different. Ah, that's the chiddush. That's part of our vote today. Even if we don't yet live in the world where Pash Begashmis, we haven't yet reached the point where I see the chazal itar. But that's how we have to relate to the world. In other words, we don't look at things in terms of are we for it or are we against it. We look at things only in terms of what does the Torah say. And we look at all things, if the Torah says this needs to be extinguished, so it needs to be extinguished. The Torah says it needs to be protected and developed, needs to be protected and developed, whatever it is. But that's, I'm not relating to it in terms of, I'm not in the battle.
There's no avoda left of that anymore.
I'm not in the battle, I'm not fighting it. I'm relating to it from a vantage point of being above the fray. I'm relating to it, there's no I am that has to be canceled out. There's no I am and there's no I am not. There's only everything is God. So I'm not busy with the I am and I'm not busy with the I am not. Not what I'm busy with. I'm busy with everything is God. So the Rebbe says the first thing in the morning, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing in the morning that I'm concerned about is Etzem Anshah. The existence of God, the existence of my essence, the existence of Mashiach, that's what I'm concerned about. the revelation of Mashiach, the existence of Mashiach, the essence of Mashiach, the essence of my true being. That's what I'm concerned about. That is my area of concern. I am not interested in I am not, except in the context of the fact that everything is God. And since everything is God, one of the things God wants you to do is discover. I'm no longer in the battle of fighting the I am and being the I am not.
So which one are you? I am or I am not? This doesn't matter anymore.
You're at the third choice, which is everything is God.
So even if you still are, you could still be I am, you're saying?
Did I ask my question before?
No. You could still be anything. We're living in a world where you could still be anything, where you still have the free choice to be anything. You could still be an I am, but if you're an I am, you missed the boat. If you're an I am that experiences yourself separate and independent from God, it's only if you experience that I am as God is, meaning that God is everything and everything is God, and therefore I am nothing. I am everything and I am nothing. I'm nothing but God. I am everything that being part of God is. In other words, when you come to the realization of I am as God is, that God is everything and everything is God, that is my perception, that is the vantage point of how I look at reality. That is the vantage point of how I look at reality, then the issues of I am and I am not are irrelevant. Except in the context of creating an avodah which the Eibishter happens to enjoy. The Eibishter happens to enjoy when you awaken in yourself a feeling of I am and then you crush it with the awareness of I am not. But that's not because you really are or you're really not. That's not your issue. That's just the Eibishter likes a scoffer.
But you're talking about like a level that is, you know, I'm not saying for anybody else at this table, but...
No, I'm not talking about a level. So when the Baal Shem Tov came along and said, now we can access Yechidah, people said, crazy, what are you talking about? Yechidah, impossible, they brought rice from Kabbalah, they brought rice from Halacha, they brought rice from... Crazy, what? Yechidah, what? People who don't know Alpes, whatever it is, when you say kukuriku and that's Yechidah, what are you talking about? What are you raving? Yechidah, what? Ridiculous, what are you, what Yechidah is? You know, it's like, you ever learn any Kabbalah, Yechidah? What are you raving about? Selflessness, I am not. What are you talking? You're out of touch, man. 100 years ago they said that no one could reach that anymore. Now you're saying everyone could reach it. Don't even make sense. What are you trying to sell a bill of goods? You're undermining the whole foundations of Jewish belief and Jewish continuity with this
reality.
Perpetuating this hoax on the Jewish people. And
it
the answer
an
is
intellectual thing. It was a reality thing. It wasn't just the Sfarim said you can't reach Yechidah. It was they looked around, they saw what people were like, and they said
right.
This guy who milks a cow all day long, he's going to reach Yechidah.
Right. And then one second, and then the Baal Shem Tov came along and said yeah.
Yeah.
And all of them still ran around screaming no.
Right.
Why? Because they didn't see the connection. Okay? And so to those who open themselves up and put aside their loy and they open themselves up to hear what the Baal Shem Tov had to say and what the Zutzer Maggid had to say and what the Alter Rebbe had to say and the Mittler Rebbe and so on, they heard it and they saw it. Okay? It's a reality thing. The Rebbe's coming along and saying, now is Etzem HaNeshama time.
Well, even if you haven't really gotten to I am not,
forget about it. It's not your issue.
See, I don't have to struggle with is never mind and was never mind.
When your focus is that everything is God, then I am and I am not resolve themselves.
So can you be a yeshus shliach?
Yes, no, maybe. What do I know? You're missing the boat. That was the right now.
I'm saying not a yeshit. I'm a davar nifresh from Hashem. A yeshit. Everything is Hashem, and therefore I got a yeshit. The Hashem yesh. People in generations are going to do that. They were
right.
Oh,
right.
I am. Yeah. And you know what I am? I'm going to make you a chassid of
yes.
And you're going to love yes. me, and I'm going to be able to go up there.
When a person's focus is that God is everything, and everything is God, then I can do anything and everything, and I can make the biggest noise, and I can bang on the table, and I can. And I can call attention to myself, and remember, it's not me, it's not me. It's God.
Saw somebody else there.
He's not doing. He's
acting like an idiot, calling himself God.
He's my God. This is what God wants. This is what God wants.
They used to say that they're bitter, now they're saying they're God.
This is what God wants.
Because
ultimately, ultimately, bittul was not the tachas. Taka chametz, we threw out the chametz and we ate only matzah, but ultimately, bittul wasn't the tachas. Bittul was never the true ultimate bittul is to bring the chametz in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the ultimate bittul. The ultimate bittul is to proclaim that everything is ultimately
God. Even the chametz is God.
Right.
How hard is it to conceive that we could or already may have passed the point of Pidyon Chametz and now we're holding by a Yeshiva Kedusha? How hard is it for all of us to pass the point where we're...
I have no idea. I'm just telling you over that, just as the Baal Shem Tov in his time came along and said it's Yechidu Shem Nefesh time. And any learned person, just about any learned person at the time thought he was crazy. The same thing's happening now. But that came along, the says, that's my Neshama time. And now the law isn't coming from Misnagdim. Now the law is coming from Chassidim. Misnagdim don't even know what the Rebbe is talking about. So they're saying law. That's still what they wrote 200 years ago, law. They just added new things to it. Law Mashiach, law this, law that. They don't know how to. They're still back with the law to the Yechidu Shem
Nefesh. And the Lubavitcher said the same law. Also, same thing, same problem.
Now the problem is that the law came closer to home.
They're not
the Yechidu,
they're
not the Yechidu. Right. The Rebbe came along and said, that's the Yechidu Shem time. And everyone said, what? Whoa, who, what? That's the Yechidu Shem. Like, unheard of.
They're saying
Lord of the Mashiach,
they
still in the new world.
Now they're
obviously not
the Mashiach,
they can't the world. Right. So in other words, now all of a sudden the Rebbe came along and said that was taken care of already. Now it's Atzma Hashem. Now Pashut focusing on every situation, everything, starting your morning before my Dani, God is everything. Everything is God. My essence is God. And my essence is Mashiach, and then God's essence, Mashiach's essence is God, and this has to be revealed in the world. That's it. That's what I care about. That's what I think about. That's what I care about. That's what I worry about.
Where did Rebbe say this? His name is Suresh from the Sikha. He's in Tashin the Base, Rebbe came along.
Is there one of...
Tell this, Tashin the Base.
Tell this? Okay, very good.
That's what he says about the
untaped one.
So it's not the Sikha. It's not.
That's what he says, the Abir.
Oh, wait,
Right. Avodah needs yeshus. No, that's a different point. That's the point where it's Prana Chassidus, and not that the Yisrael started. Before, just before Chametz, before Matzah, before anything, in order the Yisrael started,
okay,
what's going to even get you motivated and the ambition to want to want to overcome your yeshus? You need a little yeshus to get yourself motivated and ambitious enough to overcome your yeshus.
That's
even
like crack
the
book or something.
It's saying no to the parts of you that is a contradiction to Hashem, the law. It's extinguishing the law.
So that Jew is about the centuries we've been doing. Every time a Jew came to a point where he decided to draw a dive and then to forego
the kiddush. All right. Hashem brought it down into daily. Hashem brought it down into avoid the daily avoid
that.
Right.
So the more every that was
the kiddush. Yeah. Mesiras Nefesh. Atzma Hashem is. Not Mesiras Nefesh. Everything is God. God is everything. If you have to break anything, you have to destroy anything, you have to overcome anything. You have to megala how it's God, and God, since everything is God, and God is everything. So by dealing with it the way God says to deal with it, so that's how you reveal that everything is God, and God is everything.
So saying, instead of dealing with it the way of Mesiras Nefesh,
it's not fight. You're not fighting with anything anymore. You're not overcoming your selfishness. And there is no selfishness. There's only God.
What practically changes? I mean, what doesn't change? Doesn't change that you still learn chassidus, you still learn nigla.
Your whole focus changes. In other words, there's two ways of. It's very different when you're doing something in order to break yourself, or you're doing something in order to be yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's two very different types of. It's worlds apart. I mean, if you're breaking yourself, or you're being yourself. If that is you, because it's God. Torah is God. Right? So if that is you, that is your life. Right? If your life is whatever you're interested in, and Torah is what God's interested in, and you have to force yourself to do what God's interested in instead of what you're interested in, you have to force yourself to learn those things, even though you're not. But if everything is God and God is everything, so when you learn Torah, that's you.
So you,
what's your issue?
What's your
Torah is, that's you.
What's going on, like signals that you're getting from yourself, like, you know, like, I'm feeling like this, X, Y, and Z. In other words, you should, instead of like trying to like break those, you should really be paying attention to those things.
Sure, you have to change your patterns of thinking, and change your perception. Like the Alter Rebbe says, there's the long way and there's the short way. The short way, being the Galat Atzman Hashem, the Rebbe says, the short way is one of the things that ever says is by doing something for another Jew. By helping out another Jew, that's one of the short ways of bringing out your essence, which is that
what is this?
Just frozen bananas, just crushed, just
Oh.
No, it's the schmaltz. It's from the schmaltz.
I don't know, it just looked like something dangerous. So I don't know.
Wait,
it's
shekel.
So,
No, this is a bit, I think it was a bit.
There's chunks of melon in there.
Wait, let me just, I want to make sure I got this clear. I don't understand what you just said. That's the first thing. You're saying...
I'm washing the lunchroom.
I said that you pay attention to different things that are coming on, it's coming inside yourself. Say like you take your cues more from what's going on inside you rather than trying to break yourself by going to from.
That's a very general statement. I mean, I know, I can't.
I mean, my cues are sleep late and eat a lot.
I can't.
It depends what your cues are. You have to check. So I don't understand. If the essence is the essence being Gala, so your body is to reveal the essence.
What's that? But the Vashandiv came along and said that your avodah is to reveal your yechidah.
Is the difference?
Hold on. The Vashandiv came along and said to people, your avodah is to reveal your yechidah. 99 out of 100 had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah.
The part inside you that's ready to dive in. Okay. Let's say. Right? So the Alter Rebbe came along and said, listen, two ways. First of all, think about that. Remind yourself, time and again, remind yourself that there is a part of Ganeshama inside you that is ready. You have no conscious awareness of it. You don't know anything about it. You only read about it in a book. You only heard stories about it. But that's the fact. Remind yourself of that fact. When you remind yourself of that fact, that enables you to tap into it to a certain degree, to get a short-term burst. To tap into it in a certain degree. So all we're saying is, take the same rule and apply it to Etzem HaNeshama. Now that ever came along, right, what happened? The Baal Shem Tov made it accessible. One of the ways to access it in short term was reminding yourself that you have it. Even though you don't feel it, you don't think it, you don't know it, it sounds foreign to you, it sounds strange to you, remind yourself that you have it. That you are a Jew, and as a Jew, you're ready to die for God. When you remind yourself that you have that part of your neshama inside you, the more it will be able to go to work for you. So to say, take the extrapolate from that to the essence of the soul, which is that remind yourself that I have one. I have one. I have an essence. And that essence experiences reality that the only thing that exists is God. God is everything, everything is God. Nothing outside of God. God, 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 only God. Not not only God to exclusion of everything, only God into the inclusion of everything. Everything is God and God is everything. God, God, God. Ein Eid Mavadik. God, God, God. Nothing else but God. Everything is God. I am God. God is me. God is everything, everywhere, everything. God. That's it. I have a part of my neshama that sees that as reality. There's a part of me that knows that. I have to reveal that part of me. The more I make myself consciously aware that I have that part, the more accessible it is to me to reveal it in short-term situations. The Rebbe says, what would be an example of revealing in a short-term situation? Putting someone else's needs before my own. Good. Taking, seeing another Jew in need, saying, God, God is everything, and God wants a Jew's needs to be taken care of, therefore I don't take care of another Jew's needs, and I don't feel, and that's it, simply because I know that another Jew needs something. Not because I'm breaking myself, if you want to break yourself, if you want to know the one activity that can really break the I am, is give tzedakah. The Rebbe says, don't give that kind of tzedakah anymore. That's not what we're asking you to do, give tzedakah to break your eye. There's the one activity that can really express the fact that my whole mitzvah of godliness is to go out and give this to a guy a favor with a geschmack. Okay. Be glad to do it. I'm a Jew and I'm a God, and God is everything, and God wants this Jew to have, and I want this Jew to have, and I'm gonna.
Even if you don't want to, you don't want to, you don't feel like doing it. So by doing it, you're breaking yourself.
So again, that was normally it. Now that. So
you make yourself like a schmuck.
So normally, when you said, I don't want to do it, the answer was, I'll do it anyway, even if I don't want, because I have to break one.
But you weren't supposed to do it with a sour face, you were supposed to do it with the simcha.
But you were still breaking yourself.
You felt like you were breaking.
The Rebbe says, now you're supposed to focus on doing it, not breaking yourself, you're supposed to focus on thinking about the fact that this is not breaking me, this is me. This is me!
Because in Tanya you said that we
that's the short term his bonus that he says in Tanya, just like he says you have to have a short term his bonus of that this is breaking me and I'm willing to break completely for God. So the Atzma Neshama short term his bonus is this is me. This is not breaking me. This is being me. This is what I am. This is what I really, really deep down want to do, even if I'm not conscious of it. This is me. To focus on the fact that it's me. The long term is to learn in Yanam and Chassidus, to learn through Chassidus, to learn and understand, and gain a deeper understanding and awareness, a realization of the fact that this is me. That I am God and God is me. That God is everything and everything is God. Live with that. The long term plan is to look for more and more ways other short-term things that Eber says is to be involved in revealing Mashiach in the world. Why am I involved in revealing Mashiach in the world? If I look at the world as a place that's in opposition to godliness, and a world as a place that needs breaking, so I'm not involved in the revelation of Mashiach in the world. I first have to break the world. First you have to break it, and then you can reveal Mashiach in the world. If I'm looking at the world in a place, not a world that needs breaking, but a world that needs revealing its true nature, its true essence, so part of what I do is reveal Mashiach in the world. So to say, so you when you go to publicize the inner Mashiach in the world, you could see how people react. People see the world as a conflict to Mashiach. They see the world as a conflict to Mashiach. You have two choices. Either you quit, you give in, or you break yourself and force yourself to do it anyway, even though the world is against you. You break the world, you break yourself, you break. That's not being Megala Mashiach in the world. You can't break anyone into accepting Mashiach. Being Megala Mashiach in the world is that your message is, this is you! This is me and this is you! I'm not breaking me and I'm not breaking you. I'm telling you the best piece of news you ever heard in your whole life, the news you've been waiting for thousands of years. that this is you, this is reality. Torah, mitzvahs, God, Mashiach, this is it.
Doesn't that break the person though?
No.
Doesn't that break the cleaver that's on top of her?
Why?
Because when... because
why do you have to break anybody? Why break?
Doesn't that automatically do it?
No. I mean, anything, any parts of the person that were in opposition to godliness, they automatically fall by the wayside. You don't have to deal with them. It's not what you're dealing with.
So when people give us a problem for saying these things to them, and they get all tense, what's going on?
Because in their perception, because they're still walking around thinking that the world is in opposition to Mashiach.
That's their perception.
That's their perception.
We just shouldn't even be worried about them. We shouldn't even spend any time with them.
No, of course you spend time with them. You should hug them and kiss them.
Oh, 100%, but it's not like you should be battling them.
And, you know, say, this
he says
is you.
Have to battle them.
This is you, this is what you really want. You ever sit with a real athlete, Rosh Hashanah, and say, listen, do you have a shaman? And listen, what do we both really want? Really, really deep down, what do we really, really want? Do we really, really want to see this? And they go, yeah. Unless they're really, really bitter. Unless they're really, really bitter, miserable people. That's it. Unless they're really, really bitter, miserable people, then any conversation I ever have with an athlete ends up, but really, no, all of I, Mashiach should come, the main thing we all want. So I say, that's what I'm saying. I agree with you, that's what we all want. They say, no, I want it because I'm a Lubavitcher, but no one else wants it. I say, no, everyone wants it. The same way that we can end our conversation, listen, the bottom line, what do we all really want? That's every conversation I ever had with an actor ended with that. Well, look, David should help, what do we really want anyway? But we right? What we really want is this guy. So that's what they say. I say, you're right, that's all. I'm just saying, I'm just convinced that everyone else really wants that too. And I'm telling them how to get it, that's all. I'm working with the same premise you are. You're still locked. I understand. You're still trapped in a certain old way of thinking that makes you see the world as a conflict to the things that you're trying to do. I don't have that hang-up. I don't have that problem. It works for me. What I do works for me. I mean, and you know, so it's not like I'm, a lot of people do what works for them. So, it doesn't work for
me. Like put on the things aren't necessary. We're holding like a big group hug or something.
Yes.
So people that think that by coming to Yiddishkeit they're going to have to be breaking themselves and they're going to give up the things they want, they're just...
Who?
People that are coming to religious think they're going to have to give up so much, they're just...
Yeah.
And, and just like you said about other things, if we, the people, were...
It only gets better.
And if we would be in touch with this reality more, we could share that with them, and we could be... That's why then if we were really in touch with the Rebbe saying, we'd be affecting the world much more. Right. My other question is like this, is that there's one thing that I know that a lot of Baal Shuvahs experience, that I know in Marstown, like Fitzy would talk about this a lot. I was just wondering if this is like kind of tied in. That people get really like, they feel like they have to give up everything they have, their talents, they're so afraid they have to be so firm and they're so afraid to experience these parts of themselves. Now, is it specifically because of what the Rebbe is doing and saying here that we don't have to give up all these parts of ourselves and we can use them?
Huh?
What parts?
No, basically, the whole point is that the whole conflict that he's dealing with, you know, it's in the Rebbe in his time, and the Rebbe came along, the Rebbe said you have to use every part of yourself to serve Hashem. That was like this big chiddush. The point is, the Rebbe is saying we're past all that now. The only thing that exists is Hashem, that's it. So whatever the situation calls for, that's what you do. If the situation calls for that, you use this particular talent. For Hashem, you use it. If not, not. It should be irrelevant to you. The guy who has an opportunity to reach people to reveal Hashem's greatness in the world through music. If he has an opportunity, fine. Let him reveal it through music. But if he feels that I'm unexpressed without my music, if I don't have my music. Then he's off track. He's busy with himself instead of being busy with. So a lot of the talk that people had in dealing with Baal Tshuva and comforting Baal Tshuva, and sometimes even in the Rebbe's writings himself, would be to try to say, listen, don't worry, it's not so bad. You could be yourself. You could still be yourself. You know, because to hit them with the I am not was very scary. To hit them with the fact that Chassidus, now that I've seen, you see many people when they come to Kanaitz and they finally get it, they realize, oh, I am not, and their lives fall apart. You know what I mean? They don't have jobs, they don't get marriages together, that's it, they're just totally, once they experience I am not, They never made it past that, and that's it. They're not. They're just not in anything.
I don't get that.
They're just not making it.
What are you talking about?
What am I not?
People
as opposed to what I'm not talking about?
I'm just saying, like regular people, like me and you, and like all of a sudden we reach this level why I'm not, and we just lose our jobs and our family? I mean,
there are people, Umbamiches, who in a previous life were successful, talented, so on people, and then they came here and they.
Good question.
Just not making it. That's it, they're not. They're not supporting family, they're not taking care of, they're not being productive.